The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God does not bless for rebelling against His Word. God does not approve of America's character, our lifestyle of going the way that seems right in our own eyes, ignoring God's word of how to live our life in a way pleasing to God. God does not reward us for ignoring Him. God blesses for obedience, not disobedience. God sends judgments or curses on a nation that just deliberately ignores the God of the universe, especially when that nation knew God at its founding and for many years. You know, it might just be a good thing for you to ask yourself, am I a Christian? You know, what would make a Christian nation is that every individual in the nation would become a Christian. Would you know how to answer yourself? Do you know what a true Christian, a real true Christian is? Where would you find the answer? Could your pastor tell you? I hope so. Do you know what the word Christian means? It means to be Christ-like. It means to live your life like Jesus Christ lived when He was on the earth in the human form. He still has the same principles that He lives by to this day. He said, I have kept my Father's commandments. Notice what He said in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. Did you notice what Christ said to you? He said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Indeed, Christ did live by the law of God when He walked the earth. He set the example for us to follow. No one in their right mind would dare say Christ did not live a righteous life or a Christian life. No one could question whether or not Jesus Christ was a true Christian, a real true Christian. He also told the world how to live a Christian life. As a matter of fact, He told Adam and Eve that in the beginning. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, notice what it says, beginning in verse 7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being, or a living soul, or a living creature. In verse 8 of Genesis chapter 2, it continues, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now notice what God told Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. God wanted mankind to have liberty and freedom. That's one reason God told Adam and Eve, or commanded them, to freely eat of every tree in the garden except one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He commanded them to eat of the tree of life, because that tree represented God's way, the way of righteousness, which is the Christian way. That's the way Christ lived His life and set the example for us to follow in His steps. God wanted man to build his society and his character based on the way of God. That's why He commanded Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of life. He commanded them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for that would be sin and bring the death penalty on the whole world. Not only the death penalty, but if they ate of that tree, it would cut them off from the tree of life. They would not have God's guidance in building their society or rearing their kids. This world has never turned back to God. We are still building on our own understanding. And look what that has and is and will continue to produce. You may say, but God only told Adam not to eat of the tree of the forbidden fruit, but He did not tell Eve. I'm sure God told Eve that as well. She knew what was lawful and what wasn't. Ample proof of that is found in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Ample proof that Eve knew that she and Adam weren't given approval or permission from God to eat of that certain tree. How many other trees were there which God had given them permission to eat of? Well, this shows there is liberty in law in obeying God, and that liberty in obedience to God, His law, and His entire word produces blessings. It is the Christian way of life, but Satan deceived Eve, and Adam gladly went along into thinking there is more liberty out of law by not obeying God's law, God's word. We still think that to this day. Has it worked? No, it hasn't worked. Will it work? No, it will not work. You see, the way that seems right to mankind is not the way of God or the way the tree of life represents, but it is the way the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represented and still does. It is the way of rebelling against God. We want to do what's right in our own eyes. Notice what God said about our ways. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 12, There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Yes, the way that seems right to the human mind brings the death penalty. God tried to get Adam and Eve to understand that. Proverbs 16, verse 25 repeats this very thing. God wants us to understand it. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Yes, the end result of the way that seems right to a human being without God's direction leads to death, eternal death, unless you finally repent and accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Spirit that God gives to those that obey Him. The way that seems right in our own eyes could lead to an early physical death also. One thing is for sure, it leads to a miserable, unhappy, discontented life. Our own way, well, it's actually Satan's way, which we began to build in the Garden of Eden, and which we began to take on shortly after birth, has led this world and our nation to have to suffer through many evils, such as wars, famine, sickness, disease, earthquakes, floods, storms, drought, hunger, starvation, divorce, babies born out of wedlock, and to the murdering of our innocent little helpless babies in their mother's womb. Live-in, same-sex marriages, and all the red ink we are drowning in. High taxes as well. Our way of following Satan is a way that seems right to the carnal or the natural mind without God's Spirit. As the Bible tells us, a man's way is right in his own eyes. Notice this in the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 2. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. Yes, God says our natural way and our natural mind, the way that we grow up and put on, yes, God says that our way is a way that leads to death. And He says that our way is a way that seems right in our own eyes. And He's speaking to human beings without God's Spirit. But the problem is what one person thinks is right, the other person may think is wrong. So we have created a world of confusion. We don't look into the Word of God to find out what is right. We have no standard to live by or to guide us. Why don't we? Well, it's because we have rejected that standard, God's Word, the Holy Bible, the one and only book that tells us how to conduct our life in every situation. David said God's law was a guide to his feet, but we don't use that guide today. And yet, we call this nation, America, a Christian nation. We used to, as a nation, believe in God and Jesus Christ, and we also relied on God for help and deliverance. But do we today? Have we for the last 50 to 60 years? Do you? A Christian would know God's Word. They would know His will. They would have the Spirit of God in them to lead them in the path of righteousness. A Christian nation would not lean on our own understanding apart from God. That would mean individuals as well. not just government. It certainly would mean government, but it would mean each individual. Notice what the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. This is God speaking to every individual. It says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments." That's good advice, my friends, and if we would do that, if we had done that from the beginning, or if we would do that today, things would get well for America. He says, "For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you." What would you give for peace today? All you have to do is to begin to live God's way, and you will have peace. You can't buy it, but it is a free gift from God if you're willing to obey God. It comes through the power of God's Holy Spirit. Verse 3, "Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart." Well, we've certainly let truth forsake us, or we have forsaken truth. That's a better rendering. We have forsaken truth. God says in one place in His Word that truth has fallen in the street, and truly it is, and we trample on the truth. We just ignore God's Word. Verse 4, "And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." Well, we do it the reverse way. We lead on our own understanding, and we trust in our own knowledge and wisdom. Verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." Yes, indeed, God would direct this nation. He would direct you as an individual if you would lean on God. "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Eternal and depart from evil." But you know, my friend, we think that we are wise enough to solve all of our problems, and we continue to act as though that we can. And look what a mess that we are in. Have we solved our problems? Do you think that we're going to solve our problems apart from God? Well, if you do, my friend, you are just fooling yourself. Verse 8, "It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Yes, God tells us in many places in His Word that the only way to peace and a joyful life and prosperity, and the only way to be a Christian, is to obey the Word of God. Why don't we do that? Why don't you do that? I hope you do. If you don't, I hope you will begin to do so. My time is up. We have to break off there, but continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program, and we'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we invite you to request a couple of booklets. Number 1, How to Be a Real Christian. Now, you ought to want to know how to be a real Christian. Many people call themselves Christian, but are they? Are you? This book will help you to understand what a real Christian is. And our booklet, Are Christians Under the Law? All you need to do to receive those booklets is to call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.